Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of I Tried So Hard and Got So Far, but in the trend, it doesn't even matter. Woo. Courtesy of Ben Acosta. I'm Jack O'Brien. That's Miles Gray.
Yes.
This is going to be silence for the next 5 minutes while we let our vocal cords relax. Yeah,
vocal fry.
Vocal warm-ups.
Yeah, just so you guys know, Zeit Gang, we're still going strong.
Still here.
Everybody's giving
still
up. Look
at it.
Look at your heroes. The NBA, the NHL, MLB.
Cowards.
Podcasters who make content from their own homes, possibly without a tangible good to ship that can be done digitally. Heroes.
Heroes. Although we might be coming to you from our own homes in the not too distant future.
Yeah, when you look at some of the like things that health officials are saying out loud, you're like, oh, like LA County's like, we've tested 247 people in the county.
Yes.
Oh, of 100 million people?
Like, wait, in the last hour? Oh, you mean overall?
Overall.
Yeah. Huh. That's not good. That's not enough people.
Yeah, and I think in Ohio, they were saying one of the health officials there said something to the effect of they believe maybe 1% of the state could have it. 11 million people there, 100,000 people. So
Jesus.
Yeah, probably. I'm sorry. Our population. What am I saying? Our county is 10 million. I didn't say 100. Delusions of grandeur. I don't mean to aggrandize.
Yeah.
State nice aggrandize. County aggrandize.
Fake news.
Anyway.
It's a hoax, folks. Let's talk about what's trending. So you have to go down to number 15 on Google search trends to find a non-corona story. So we'll close out with that one.
Yep.
But right now, MLB is trending. Not Michael Leinbach. Yeah, I'm on fire.
Okay.
Major League Baseball, spring training suspended. Yep. Opening day, pushed back 2 weeks.
It's happening.
Yeah.
That's pretty optimistic to think. Because I think the season is supposed to start March 29th.
Right.
So, I mean, if they're doing that, I mean, Coachella could still happen, dude. If MLB's happening, why can't Coachella happen, dude?
Yeah.
So, yeah, that sucks.
I feel like Major League Baseball would be the weirdest one to happen in a empty stadium because, like, it's
really?
Such a dead sport anyway.
That's what I mean.
That, like, without fans, it would just feel
like
weird.
Like baseball?
Yeah. It would feel like, I don't know, maybe it's because I've seen so much basketball played in places without fans that it doesn't seem that weird to me to, like, imagine them just playing in an empty gym with, like, just the squeak of sneakers.
Right.
But, yeah, baseball, just because there's not a lot of, I guess you'd hear more chatter.
Yeah.
More chowder. NCAA tournament was going to be played with no fans. It has now been canceled.
March Madness. The tournament is no more.
Yes. Both NCAA basketball tournaments.
Oh, right.
Have been canceled.
Because did the NIT also have to get canceled?
No, women's NCAA.
What about NIT, though?
NIT still
happening?
I don't know. That would be amazing.
NIT still ain't
there. And the NIT is just lit. They invite all the teams.
Yeah. That sucks, especially if you're a senior.
Yeah.
Playing basketball, like in your collegiate athlete for any sport that's being suspended. Like,
yeah.
What do you do for your eligibility? I mean, I'm sure they'll figure that out, but at that point, do you even want to come back? That's fucked. I mean, this is sort of what happens. This is when there are things that are out of our control.
Yes. Yeah. Dow is trending because it just saw the biggest drop, single day drop since 1987.
Dow drop. Dow drop.
I never knew there was a loss like this before.
Wow.
Yeah.
I know you're going to bring it home at the
end. Yeah, I mean, whenever I hear something drop, I hear Fat Man Scoop's voice in my head.
Mm.
Was 87 like that other really bad home?
I think it was called Black Monday.
Yeah. I was but a wee baby.
Yeah, I was but a seven-year-old and don't
That's
remember it at all.
You don't think a seven-year-old's a baby?
A baby, yeah. I mean, to me now, at the time, I was, going to work every day. Big boy.
Shaven.
Yeah.
With a machete.
Yeah. But this is, so it started off dropping a lot. Then it kind of recovered when the Fed announced they were going to pump $1 trillion back in to the economy to kind of help cover some of the losses. And then people were like, but at the same time. And then it went back down to a full 10% loss in a single day.
Throw $1 trillion in there, and yet there are people who still get hung up on, how are we going to pay for people's health care? How are we going to pay to cancel student debt?
Yeah.
Eat my fucking shorts.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Bart.
It's so disingenuous, right, where there's such a willingness to have a blind spot about funding and where money comes from. If it's to prop up the corporate sector, it's like, dude, it's an afterthought, baby.
Yeah, but what you're not thinking about is you never know when these big banks are going to get into trouble. And so you need that money on hand to pay the big banks.
Right.
So that they're okay. Because, you don't want that Atlas shrugging. It's amazing how many of the screen names of the people I see still defending Trump are references to Ayn Rand books. It's always like John Galt, Galt's heroes.
I mean, look, do you think what the estimates, student debt's like $1.4 trillion.
Uh-huh.
Could have done that, plus
cool
all the other stuff. I mean, you can get food stamps for 700,000 people for about $1 billion.
Yeah. Nah, fuck all that. We got to.
Well, how are they paying for it?
Exactly.
But we're propping. These are our fucking taxes, man. God damn it.
Yeah.
Eat my shorts, Wall Street.
I love this. Eat my shorts, Wall Street.
Yeah.
What if that became the new
Occupy movement?
Eat my shorts, Wall Street.
But we're like force feeding our shorts to like investment bankers.
Yeah. I mean, that would be one of the less violent ways it could go.
Yeah. But we shred it up, put pasta sauce on it or something.
Of course.
We want it to go down easy.
We're not.
Still got to eat the shorts, though.
Got to be humane.
Yeah.
Disneyland is trending. We did notice it. We thought it was a little strange earlier in the day that they had announced that in California, all crowds over, I think, 1,000 people, all gatherings of more than
250 to 1,000. I think some counties have stricter ones, but yeah.
Right. It was just like any gathering of people was being outlawed, except Disneyland,
right?
Which is a tourist mecca, you know, a place where people from all over the world are coming to.
All over the country.
Yeah.
For a moment, they've probably been waiting a long time for, especially if they're traveling far.
Yeah.
They ain't giving up on that dream.
Give up on that shit. Ooh. Just because of a little dry cough.
Yeah.
And fever.
I mean, could you imagine though, right?
A all positive it takes coronavirus test.
Is to be in that Indiana Jones line where it's completely enclosed and have like two people coughing in there.
I've never been to a big theme park that was crowded without feeling like I was getting sick.
Yeah.
We're all going to get each other sick. Anyways, that's closed. However,
mm-hmm.
Universal Studios,
Hollywood, open.
Still here. Still out here.
Unfortunately, people continue to not go there. So it's not, right. It wasn't too much of a hard call for them on that one.
Right.
I'm sure they'll close at some point.
Yeah.
But I wonder, I'm really curious to know, like, what the real calculus at some of these organizations and companies are when they're really like, I'm sure they have a full on way to analyze what this means to our bottom line.
Right.
Does it make more sense to say we're postponing? Will that delay the effects of other things if we say we're postponing versus canceling? When do we close the thing? I mean,
yeah, but I think we're seeing, you know, when it comes to a, you know, market-oriented administration like we have, and the idea that they're trying to keep their numbers down so as not to hurt the markets, so therefore not making testing available across the country. I think like that is the overall like market ethos taken to its logical endpoint, and like you see it also in just isolated cases. There's this book, The Corporation, that talks about how it basically tells the story of American corporations if they were like making decisions as individuals, and it makes the argument that they would be sociopaths because they will, like, there are multiple instances of car companies knowing that a defect or,
right.
you know, some design
recall
feature
thing, yeah.
is going to cause many deaths, but they, you know, make the calculation that the class action suits are going to be less than the cost of correcting it, and so they just let it happen. And, you know, that when you expect the market and a bunch of corporations just not being, you know, forced to do anything to be the people who run our society, you're going to have some problems.
Right.
But, you know, a lot of them are closing down, and who knows why they're doing it for these right reasons, other than that, you know, they have people who work for them.
Right.
Maybe. Toilet paper is gone.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
In these United States.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the biggest flex right now, TPing someone's house.
Right.
More than anything.
Yeah.
Money has no value.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure toilet paper is the one true currency at the moment.
Yeah.
There's plenty of websites if you look at how to wipe your ass without toilet paper. Plenty
oh, really?
Of useful stuff. Yeah, there's no one way to do it, baby.
Like, and it's not just like, just pull your shirt down a little bit.
Look, you got some corn husks lying around.
Okay.
You got a rock.
Is that real?
Just do a little bee scrape.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense for like camping.
Kleenex.
Yeah. Okay. But you can't flush the Kleenex, but that's not the end of the world.
Yeah, yeah. Just have like a, look.
Sure. Put it in your pocket.
A lot of countries you go to where you're unable to even flush your toilet paper anyway. So set up that little garbage can. You know
exactly.
what I mean? Or just hop in the shower right away.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. If you're at a friend's house, so be it.
Yeah.
Don't be at a friend's house, maybe, is the answer to that.
Hey, like, hey, man, can you be a homie and let me shower real quick? I gotta take a shit.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yeah,
it's pretty much like wherever you go, it's either being rationed very carefully,
right.
or the brakes have come off and you see people scrambling with that shit.
Or you could check out the eHow article I just posted, how to turn your friend's bathroom sink into a bidet.
With this cool attachment.
With just your wallet. Gross.
The simple hack.
Yeah. But anyways, toilet paper, I guess, is a necessity, but probably doesn't have to be.
I mean, we surely would want it, but I don't think you will perish without it unless you have some kind of very rare condition or something.
So let's go all the way down to number 15 on Google search trends for the day, where we find Ilhan Omar is trending because she got married.
Hey, congrats.
Yeah. So shout out to her.
That's wow. At least they took a second to acknowledge the wonderful wedding.
Yeah.
I have a question. Technically, the Ides of March, yes, when Julius Caesar was assassinated, the Ides of March will be the 15th.
Is that what it means? It's always the midpoint of March?
But the 15th of March, yeah, so that means it's this Sunday. Mm-hmm. We have a Friday the 13th.
Yeah.
I can only wait to see what history brings to our doorstep on Sunday. Everything is changing every fucking day. Like, there was shit we recorded earlier that we're like, all right, we're going to have to cut that out because suddenly things change on a dime.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just think of that. I always think of the Ides of March.
Yeah, we had a whole 20-minute chunk about how Ilhan Omar isn't available. She's out there on the market.
What's going to happen?
Hey, fellas.
Are they going to follow through with this wedding? Don't know.
Ilhan Omar, still not married. That was 20 minutes of our earlier broadcast.
It's going to be a very short episode.
Yes.
But yeah, this is... I'm curious if in my mind, I'm like, will Trump figure out that he's wholly unfit for this job?
Yeah.
And I'll go back to living in a fantasy world.
You seem to have a thought that he could resign, like, or a hope. Do you think there's any hope of that at all?
No, because the logic I'm applying is logic.
Right.
So
I feel like if this had happened maybe in the first couple years of his administration, he would have been like, oh, I'm not here for this.
But he's also like, man, if I'm not president, they might be able to take me to court.
Right. And there's also the fact that like the game part of politics has started with the election. And so he is probably like all he cares about is winning and vanquishing his opponents.
Right.
So, yeah. I don't know, man. Hey, Ivanka, if you're out there, I know you're a fan of the show. Have a talk with your dad. You're the only person he cares about. It's really
Ivanka. Come on the show, also.
Yeah.
Come on. What are you afraid of?
We went to history class together when you were a sophomore.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I know what you used to look like. Not gonna be messy.
Yep. No. But
very
you,
pretty.
You alluded to a mess, which we like. That's called restraint and diplomacy.
Yes. But please come on the show. You know, it's better for the country for you to come on the show, and also for
to go
your
on
dad to no longer be the president.
Yeah.
Anyways, I think those are the things we're going to talk about on this. Those aren't the only things that are trending.
Yeah.
But, those are the things we randomly selected to talk about. We are going to bid you adieu, and we will be back tomorrow with a whole new podcast. We'll talk to you then. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.